Gates of Orchid and Iris is brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you. Remember to like, share, comment, review, and subscribe to our podcast.
That brings up a different thing.
What's that?
That is different.
Yeah, that is different. Complete silence. No, I just
totally said, was that?
Was it something to do with the serial podcast versus playing in person? That was.
No, it had to do with something else, and I totally forgot about it. Sorry about that. Just my brain just farted. Sorry about that.
It's real quick, but if we are moving on from house rules, I just want to say that I'm very glad, extremely happy that you intend as much as you can to play these rules as closely to the book as possible. I don't think there's really a podcast I can think of for L5R that plays it to the T. So a lot of people have they don't have the best examples, I guess, of how to run the rules as written. So they ask a lot of questions on Reddit and whatnot. I think having like a good example to point them towards is really important, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, and I noticed that like the community and stuff for L5R isn't like as strong as like say D&D. And yeah. I'd like to inspire people to play this game and to run this game. And
much appreciated.
Yeah. And also ruin it with all the backstory of like a few days ago, someone was like, all these SJWs in D&D has ruined it for everyone.
Oh, I saw that post.
Yeah, and everyone's like, yay, we ruined D&D. And that's kind of what I want to do with L5R.
I'm down
for
the ruining.
I was going to give you plus 10 honor points for running the rules as written. Now you get plus 10 glory. Good job.
Yeah. XP, that's another thing that I want to talk about. And end of game stuff, because that's I feel it's appropriate, like at the end of the game, going, okay, hey, let's review what we all did. And like you did this and this and this, and this affected your like honor and glory. I think that during the game it kind of bogs down the story. Do you guys, like, would you want warnings if, like, there's a honor violation? Or do you want to just, like, play it out and then, like, okay, the consequences at the end?
So long as it's subtly hinted, I think it'd be fine. But
yeah.
It's sort of like how either you want to go the full-on, like, Mass Effect where it says this is a bad choice and this is a good choice. Mm-hmm. Or you want to be like really vague and okay, you'll find out what happens when it happens. Like,
yeah.
Just like suggest maybe you don't do that.
Just a reminder to think about it is sometimes good if you're especially for far into a game.
Also, if you say, are you sure? It tends to set alarm bells off for players.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's just the GM technique to mess with you at some point. You know?
Also my magic phrase of okie dokie when you guys are doing something and it's totally okie-dokie. Good for you guys.
Okie dokie. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of techniques that actually you kind of spend your honor to use them in a way. I think I think if you know what your character is going to be about, kind of just keep in mind the honor chart and kind of write some shorthand down. And just like, I know this will be an honor hit, but I'm going to do it anyway. Something like that.
I mean, think of it like a new game tutorial. They're like, pop up. Just so you know, this might affect your honor.
I see you're trying to be dishonorable. Do you want to forfeit honor now?
Yeah, exactly.
I also think the summary at the end of the episode would be good for the listeners so they can be like, this person did so many things and they took X amount of hit to their honor.
Good old Dragon Ball Z ending.
Yeah. I was actually thinking of so how I run Tales of Swordfall, I don't know if this is exactly gonna work for this and the system, but I split everything up into 20-minute episodes. So I was thinking about like having the game session in 20 minutes and then like a 10 to 15 minute like recap of like us going through like the honor and glory and status stuff.
What if that's the bonus content? If I mean, I'm everybody has a Patreon these days. Do you have one?
Not for this yet. But I also want to get your like guys' permission and stuff because it involves money and all that stuff. And,
oh, I see.
Yeah. I want to like actually respect like you guys and me not making money off of everything because you guys are playing. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. I don't want to explain you guys. What?
Like I said before, if it's something that was like that's going out there into the interwebs for free, I don't have a problem with it. But when money comes into it, it's a bit
yeah.
Ooh. Okay. What about posting it as bonus content on like a social thing? Like we can post it here in the Discord if we're opening that up.
Are we opening up this Discord?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why they made a player section.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, so we can like pin those and post them, or I'm sorry, post them and then pin them in that order, and then maybe they can get removed after the episode is like so old or something.
Yeah, and then, we can talk about this a little bit later, but
yeah.
Because I want to be respectful to all of you, and you know, if you guys feel uneasy about like having it up as a Patreon thing or anything like that, it's something to discuss before it even happens. So
okay, makes sense.
Yeah. So the very last thing, of course, this is the big thing, XP. So, you guys, the book suggests X amount of XP for the end of every session.
Right? Yep.
It's 3 to 5 plus whatever. So for me, I was going to give, so here's my idea. It's kind of a loose idea right now, but I think it might be fun. So everybody for every session gets 3 XP. Even if they couldn't attend that time, so they like stay on par with everyone, it's just 3 XP for every session that's actually played. So that's the first part.
Okay, so just increasing the base amount?
Yeah. And then we go around and we kind of use... We start talking about each other. So everybody gets a chance to pick someone else other than themselves and go, hey, I really like what you did in the story. You know, you did exceptional storytelling. And this could be like an idea, a moment, how they role played through something. They did something intriguing. You know, they had an idea that nobody else had. And you pick that person. And that person that you pick gets 1 XP.
Yeah, I like the VIP of the game kind of concept. I've done that before. I think the only thing is, though, it can snowball if like there's a favorite in the group. I guess that's a weird way to put it.
But I actually had thought about that. And so you can only get a maximum of 2 from the exceptional storytelling highlight.
Okay. So,
and
what if also... That, sorry.
And so if you gain 2 XP in that way, any other highlights? So I have another one called Moving for the Plot. Because, you know, not everybody has a strong suit of role-playing or coming up with fantastic ideas or whatever. Sometimes they're more about like sudden actions that help move along the plot. So it's basically the same day, the same idea. And
that's right.
So, yeah, if you gain 2 XP in the exceptional storytelling, that person cannot benefit from that again. And that's the same with the moving forward plot. So if you already earned 2 XP from the exceptional storytelling, you know, you're not going to get any more. Or if you get it from the moving forward plot and you get 2, you're not going to get any more. So it's like a maximum of 5 for everyone.
So as far as, so it's, so do we each get like a point to give or do we vote and then there's like a first place and second place?
You get a point to give.
Okay.
So it's spread around.
Okay.
Yeah, I like giving the roses. Is kind of what that reminds me of. I was going to suggest, like, you can't do the same person twice in a like this week and then next week, but limited to two, maybe that's not a problem. It might not be a problem.
Yeah.
I might be really bad at math, but if each of us have two tokens to give away, and we're already all getting 3 XP, and we have a max of 2 for every, we're all getting 5 XP every game. What?
If we strategize, we could all get 5.
I don't even think it's strategize. It's like
everybody passes. You're capped 2 points
at 2. Yeah, everybody has 2 points to give away, and you have a max of 2 points, and all of us have 2 points to give away.
Oh.
Then that means, that means we're getting 5 every time.
Yeah, guaranteed.
But here's the thing. You guys actually have to talk about that person and spread the joy that you felt.
Ah, so you're using our social awkwardness against us, I see.
I am. I'm having you compliment other players and highlighting them and, you know, becoming a fan of the other players of the game.
Yeah,
I like it. Generally, even mechanics or not, which mechanics always make it sweeter, right? But the whole roses and thorns thing, which I can't remember what podcast talks about that, but it's pretty cool. It's like, you know, give them the kudos, give them the feedback, right? Everybody has some room to improve.
So, like, actual in-game stuff, I do a thing called highlights, hijinks, and high hopes. So, So at the end of every session, it's basically we all go around, we say things we thought were good about the overall game. Things that might have been a little janky or like kind of rubbed you the wrong way, you know, hijinks.
And so then DM critique and criticism. Got it.
Yeah. DM and group, actually, but like if you guys it's your time to like say your piece, and you know, nobody's gonna like, the whole idea is say your piece and nobody interrupts you and nobody argues with you. It's just like, yeah, this happened and I didn't like it.
This vaguely feels like getting graded on a group project.
It is.
This
takes me back to when we did group critique back at freaking college. So I mean, this is familiar.
Yeah,
I'm used to it.
Hey, we got our one bad word for the whole episode.
But it's definitely a team building thing. So yeah,
I'm gonna be awkward at it. I'm just telling you that right now.
Like we're all gonna be awkward. Like it takes practice to like fully be like, yo guys, let me spill this tea here. And
people complimenting me, I'm just like, stop.
Oh, me too.
Stop.
Yeah, just picture me Kermit flailing the entire time we're doing that.
This is why we don't have cameras, guys. So we can just Kermit flail and put ourselves on mute as like people are complimenting us. Yeah,
I will say that's very healthy for making the cast improve. As much as their characters are improving in XP, we're getting better at being our characters or having fun, giving each other the fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The fun.
Giving you that fun.
Wiggly eyebrows. The fun.
The capital F fun.
Thought we were fading to black on capital F.
That's only if it's capital F fun space capital F.
Woo.
Oof.
So the last thing, the high hopes, it's things that you hope to see in the future. You know, this is your time to be like, no, I want this shipped. And then we all laugh. And
what?
I want this shipped.
I want these two shipped.
Oh. I heard shift, like what you were picking up.
I heard shift. I thought we were going
first. Yeah, like, okay. Are you putting me on second? Shift, boss. Please don't put me on third shift. I can't stay up all night. I'm sorry.
We really got to make up these hours. Sorry.
So yeah, that's my whole idea for the, like, basically end of the game, going over the honor, glory, and status. Well, whenever status actually does change, going over the XP, having everyone compliment each other in the most awkward way, and then doing kind of like an overall review. So
yeah, sounds cool.
Yep.
So status and glory and honor, we're doing that after, or is that a thing that actively changes as we play, though?
We're gonna do that after. I'll keep track with notes of like, oh, hey. But I'm gonna try to give you subtle hints that you might be doing a breach of honor, or you might be doing something really good, or, you know.
I'm gonna also, as players, we can stake our personal stats. You can hear my dog. Hold on a second.
Sure, it's just, to my understanding, some of it is still a resource to some of us, depending on what schools or characters we're playing. So it changing at the end, not knowing what the pool you're working from might be a little rough.
Got a credit card.
But yeah, that's what the whole staking thing is for. So you, if you know for sure this is going to cost you some honor, go ahead and mark it down, right? But for anything that was dubious, if... you know, Paul happens to have other things that he picked up during the session, we can all talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds perfectly fine. So, we're going to talk about one or two more things. First, just a quick review of what an open table is. So, open tables are a safe space where if you need to leave for any reason, you can leave. Without judgment or anything. Like, I want you guys to feel like this is a safe place. You can leave if it's like a medical, mental, family, whatever. And, you know, come back. Without, like, any judgment. So, I've played with a lot of people who've had a lot of medical conditions, and I know that sometimes they can be gone for, like, a month. And, you know, it's tough. It sucks. I even have things that prevent me from gaming every once in a while. And basically, I want to show you the same kind of respect that for all your things that, you know, I would want. So
definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just one of those, like, don't be a dick rules. So
Yeah, because, I mean, all of us are gaming online, so all of us are home. You never know what can happen in the household while you're locked away in your office like I am. But
yeah,
that's really good to have. Thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to remind you guys that, you know, we do safe and open table practices, and, you know, you are welcome to leave if you have to, if you need to, or even be like, yo, I need a break after that one, like, amount of role play, because that got me on edge, and I just need to chill out. So,
one question about it though, if somebody leaves for a temporary amount of time, do you still include their character in the session, or do you like make up something saying they're called home or something like that? I don't know.
I make up side adventures for them. It's like, no, they can't join this group right now because, you know, things.
Okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, also, if you do have to, like, miss a session or whatever, I always have a guarantee of not killing your character. So if it's a TPK night, your character's safe.
Ooh, final boss is coming up? Okay, dip.
Can't fight boss. So
everyone skips it that day. Oh yeah, you guys died anyway.
Comes back next week, and you were the lone... What happened?
I just wanted to mention that before we wrapped up things too much. Also, another thing, just a slight etiquette thing that I always like to remind people, and this was the thing that I couldn't think of earlier. So we might be using Roll20. We're definitely going to be using Discord, and they have their own separate, like, chats and stuff. If, especially for editing purposes, I'm starting to lose my English, I'm sorry. For editing purposes, if you could try your best to keep that, like, in-text stuff just in text and try not to have it leak onto the recording, that would be super appreciated.
Okay, so, like, you see something surprising in text, don't gasp.
Yeah, or don't, like, bring it into the, like, gameplay and be like, yo, this picture is dope, let's, sidetrack everything. It's like, okay, guys, cool, yeah.
Keep or conversations to that.
Time your guests to something happening in-game.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lit Fam, I'm not going to send you any memes during gameplay, I guess.
But it's just one of those things that it makes it easier. Like, it's mainly a selfish purpose of it makes my job easier with editing. So
if somebody sends something really funny, I apologize if I just crack up.
As I said, try your best, try your damnedest, you know. I know
that's what the mute button is for.
I was about to say there's a mute button, we can use it.
Oh yeah, I'm on push to talk forever.
Yeah, I use mine a lot. So.
Yep. Very last item. And I do mean the very last. Well, actually, do you guys have any thoughts, concerns, hopes that you want to come forward with before we get into a nitty-gritty thing?
Yeah, actually, I just had a quick Shugenja question.
Okay, yeah, shoot. And if it's like too crunchy, we'll probably do it like outside of the recording.
Okay, actually you might very well do that. If you abuse the kami, sometimes they don't work for you. What do you say about that? What say ye?
I have plans.
Alright. Oh no. And of course, it's like casting the same spell over and over. Like, you're at some gambling house, and you're like, hey, this spell has a weird effect on my gambling. Let's just keep doing this and make a lot of money.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is going to have both mechanical and roleplay effects. And since we're... I'm basically having Yokai as kind of a litmus test of how messed up the land is. Ooh. Interesting things will happen.
Oh.
Ooh.
Spoilers. Nothing interesting happens in games.
No, nothing. Especially
it's
when
not like we're trying to get the listeners to continue listening to find out more.
No, this game's just for us. It's just for us.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Gates of Orchid and Iris. Remember to like, share, comment, review, and subscribe to our podcast. You can also support us through the listener support button on our anchor.fm page. That's anchor.fm/GOIL5R.